Up until now, I've covered responsibility, confidence, done habits around emotional eating and discipline, and we've been on a progressive journey, if you've listened from the first episode. And if you haven't, then I would encourage you to go back, because this is a journey, and we're at the gateway now. Self-integrity, the gateway to the law of attraction. Anyways, episode 9, coming up.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
I don't know if you get me yet. I hope you're not just going to dive into this episode without listening to a previous one. Not because it won't make sense. I guess it's more to allow you to see a transition. A flow of life that, you know, I believe that we all go through, and how one aspect of who we're being slowly ascends or descends into the next. How it's all connected. How there are no gaps. I'm definitely not at the stage of my learning or coaching that I'm able to make this a seamless transition for you. And I'm not like the top DJs out there weaving one track beautifully into the next. I might be a little more like throwing a drunk heavy metal drummer in the classical music set. I don't know. You can decide on that one. But you know what? I don't think there is a right way that I can really do this. There is simply my way, and that's the way that I know. And that's what I want to give you. I want to give you my way. How I look at life and life's progress. How who we're being, how our identity, and how all that shapes the world that we call our own, shapes our reality, our results, moves us towards our goals, or repels us from them, or repels them from us. Now, everything starts with you. Not the physical you, but just you, the self. Talking about us and calling us the self will undoubtedly draw the odd mountain of skepticism and criticism towards me from people who don't get it or want to get it, people who don't get me or want to get the message. And if that's you, then probably just switch off now, because understanding the self is a little woo-woo, and I know that. For me, that's why it's important. It's the thing that 95% of the population never get to fully experience, let alone understand. And certainly never know. Don't forget the difference between understanding and knowing. I'm sure I've said it before. You know, I understand what childbirth is like. I understand the details. But I don't know what it's like. I've never actually experienced it. What in your life do you understand but don't know? Plenty, I'd imagine. If you're a woman, you might not understand the pain a man goes through. Okay. Or you might think that you do. You might think that you understand the pain a man goes through when he gets kicked in the balls. But you don't know. Alright, it's like they're broken. I guess that leads us nicely into you, and when you break your word to yourself, what are you actually saying? So forget about getting kicked in the balls. All right. What are you actually saying whenever you break your word to yourself? Have you thought about that? Have you recognized that when you break your word, you're working from feelings and you're working from convenience and you're definitely not working from commitment? You know, Michael Phelps, probably one of the greatest athletes of all time, certainly in the pool, never missed a day of training in 5 years. 5 years, nearly 2,000 consecutive days. And in an interview that he'd done with Forbes magazine, he said, "There are days when you're not going to want to do it, but it's what you do in those days that help you move forward." So I'm sure we've all heard some aspect of that said before in some way from somewhere else. Okay, so it's doing what you said you would do even though you don't want to do it, and moving forward from it. Because when you break your word to yourself, what you're really saying is that your word, it's not important to you, that you don't value your word, that you don't value yourself. And that is confirmation of low self-worth and low self-esteem. And in order to make your words more than simply words, they have to mean something. They have to mean something to you. It goes back to the reasons. It goes back to having the reasons that I've spoken about. What we say, what we think, what we feel, what we do, and what results come from all of that, decide what those words at the start mean to us. Everything that happens after the spoken word now has meaning. And when I say spoken word, right, I don't actually mean that you have to verbally say the words out loud. Spoken word can be to yourself. We all talk to ourselves, speak to ourselves. If you've ever read anything at all, and imagine that you have, you'll recognize now, especially because I'm going to draw your attention to it, or raise your level of awareness. If you've ever read anything at all, you'll recognize, now that I'm going to point it out, that anytime you read anything, anytime you think anything, there is a voice inside your head that is talking. Try it now. Pause this episode. Go and read something. And as you read, there is a voice inside your head speaking those words to you. Now, who owns that voice? Can't be you, because you're simply the person who is aware of the voice. Okay, I said I was going to raise your awareness, and hopefully I've just done that. So it can't be you. You're the person who is aware of the voice. Now, don't freak out if this is new to you. But now you know. The voice in your head is real. It talks to you, and others can't hear it. All right, don't be going around the streets telling people this stuff. Because, you know, they will think that you're a little bit mad. And I say that with the greatest of respect. All day, we are talking to ourselves. It's constant. That voice is constantly talking. It actually never shuts up. Okay, and it won't shut up now that you've become aware of it. In fact, it'll probably get louder. When we talk negatively to ourselves, you know, even and especially with this internal voice, what do you think is happening? Who is listening? Well, there really only is one person or one aspect of life listening at that point, and that's you, your subconscious mind. All right, your subconscious, it doesn't switch off. So all that talk, well, it's getting recorded. You know, you're having 60, 70, 80,000 thoughts a day, and they're getting recorded. You might not remember them, but they're still getting recorded. And the ones you speak internally, well, they're going to get recognized even more. We interfere with our goals by negative self-talk. You see, negative self-talk is actually an action. It's a doing. And I know you might think this podcast is maybe going off on a tangent now. Like, fuck me, I'm actually thinking that internally and externally myself, probably. But this voice, right, this, the negative self-talk, it all links back to your word. It all links back to your power, to your truth, to your self-integrity, right? I mean, that was the title of the podcast, I think. You know, we set goals, targets, we give ourselves tasks, but then we interfere with our own progress towards them. One of the first things we do to sabotage our goal, our target, our task, is procrastinate. And that procrastination comes in many different forms. It could be from fear. You know, yes, it could be from fear. It could be from worry. It could be from doubt. It could be from, I don't know, lack of true desire. And we do everything we can to avoid the thing that we say we want, i.e. the goal, the target. We avoid the pain of possible failure by seeking out and avoiding. what it is that we're actually wanting. So we avoid the pain of possible failure by seeking out false pleasures. Food, for example, turns into overeating. Alcohol, for example, turns to overdrinking. Shopping turns to overspending. Finding something to do that is anything but the thing we say we want. You know, those are just three examples. Other examples could be, you know, you write a list of stuff that you got to do for the day. You know, it's really important, but you don't go and do it. Why do you not do it? Because you're avoiding it. You don't want to do it. It's going to help you, but you don't want to do it. You're worried about it or something. There's something there that's pulling you away from doing it. Finding something to do that is anything but the thing we say we want. And like I said, they're just a few examples. It's going to show up in lots of different areas of your life. And it shows up by us not showing up where we need to. And this is all part of self-sabotage. Results not coming quick enough for you? Okay, quit. You know, because if there's one foolproof way to ensure that your results don't come quick enough, then quitting is definitely that one foolproof way. We're wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain. Make no mistake about it. And procrastination is an effect of pain avoidance. Putting things off allows us to use that one day, someday excuse. The coulda, shoulda, woulda excuse. That excuse usually involves the word because. All right, you ever heard that one? I feel this way because I haven't been able to because I didn't do that because I can't lose weight because. Reasons or excuses as to why you can't have or do what you say you want, well, they usually start with the word because. And because is an effect. And the effects are outside of your control. They're outside of our control. You're at the effect of something. When you act from a place of responsibility and not blame, yes, I'm back to responsibility again because it is linked and woven into self-integrity. And when you act from responsibility, that it's your responsibility, you'll take actions from a place of empowerment, from a place of reasoned choice, rather than from a place of blame or anger or revenge. When you act from responsibility, you're more likely to get the results you want. When you act and believe as if everything in your world is your creation, you will feel empowered to change it, want to change it, to make it what you want. Lateness, for example. Normally an excuse. It's not my fault. My alarm didn't go off. But there was heavy traffic. Someone who was late, they still got a result. They arrived, but were late. So it wasn't the result they wanted. And they apportioned blame to something that wasn't them. They didn't take responsibility for it. They give away responsibility, give away power. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to be late. It can be okay to be late. And you can communicate that. You can tell the person that you're maybe meant to meet that, hey, guess, you know, text them, whatever. I'm sorry, ringing them. I'm going to be late. I'm running late. I'm running 15 minutes late. You said you're going to be there at 9 o'clock. Let them know. Be there at 9:15. Running late. At that point, you're still acting from your word. Yeah, it's maybe not ideal, but you're still acting from your word. You're acting and you're in integrity still with yourself. But excuses, slept in. I didn't feel like it. I was really tired. Excuses are linked to limiting beliefs, linked to a lack of reasons. So going back to lateness, if I had been paying you 10 grand to be on time, you'd have lost it by being late. And yeah, you could argue and say, well, Paul, if I knew you were paying me 10 grand, I'd have been here in Argo. And what you're saying there is if the reward had been great enough, you'd have taken responsibility to be on time. You're somebody who's always running late. When you think about that, well, if I was given 10 grand to be on time, would I be on time? Fuck yeah. Responsibility allows you into the top 5% of people who achieve success, in my opinion. So responsibility allows you in. But self-integrity keeps you there. So at the heart of taking responsibility is self-integrity. And self-integrity is about being true to your values and what you stand for in life. And that's shown through your actions. You know, we can all claim to have a set of values or beliefs, but if they're not reflected in your actions, then you're lacking in self-integrity. When you say you stand for something, you do it. When you say you'll do something, you do it. When you say you'll be somewhere at a certain time, you'll be there at that time. Responsibility is about the ownership of your action. Being responsible. And self-integrity is about the doing. Acting out that responsibility. It's about doing the right thing when nobody is watching. Not interested in how it looks, but on how it will benefit yourself, so how it will benefit you, and how it will benefit others. You know, incentives, they can start a habit. Incentives can start to create a habit. Identity sustains a habit. Having high levels of self-integrity, making your integrity non-negotiable, is the gateway to attracting more of what you want and actually cementing habits. So over the next few weeks, I think I'm going to do an entire month now dedicated to what you want. All right, getting what you want, how to attract it. The law of attraction, more woo-woo stuff. Okay, but I believe that's important. And if you're listening to this as the episodes are kind of released, live-ish, then you'll realize that next month's episode, if I do them next month, that is going to be in February. And well, you know, February is the month of love. But I don't reckon I'm actually planning on helping you with your love life per se. I do, however, want you to love life. And that means attracting more of the things you want into your life. And I'm not just talking material things. Once you have the self-integrity thing underway, you can open the doors to go after what you want. Your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your desires. Do you know what you want from your life? And if you do, are you working towards that? Or are you working away from it? You know, it's easy to get caught up in the trap of focusing on or looking at our previous results and what didn't work out. Those memories and belief systems about maybe what we think we're capable of, what our ability is. Then we perhaps do something to, I don't know, shock ourselves, and we end up saying, you know, I really surprised myself there. Normally followed by the words, that's normally not me, or that's not me. And you know what? They do sound like two positive statements. I really surprised myself there, or that's normally not me. Yet, they're actually two statements of limiting beliefs. Two negative statements. Beliefs about our identity. Self-sabotaging beliefs. Self-sabotaging statements. So if you set goals like you have in the past and haven't addressed the reasons behind past failures, or don't start to work on your reasons, your identity, and your beliefs, not much will change. You're still in a cycle. Actually, you probably are the cycle. And it's why most people quit their New Year's resolutions by February, if not before it. It's why they quit. They are lacking in self-integrity at an identity level and are attracting to them a reflection of who they are. A reflection of who they've been and who they're being. Is that you? What are you avoiding dealing with that keeps bringing the same results back into your life time and time again, attracting it to you like a magnet? You attract it. Because you don't attract what you want. You actually attract who you are. You attract where your attention is. And if you're ready to start looking at your life and opportunities a little differently, then you can begin to attract into your life what you want by being it. Assuming the feeling of your wish fulfilled. So I think I'm maybe going to leave it there. That kind of sets us up nicely for a little paddle into the waters of the law of attraction. And remember, you are energy. At your very essence, at your very core, you're energy. Your mind is energy. We can attract that we can attract like energy. The body, the health, the fitness, the strength, the job, the relationships, the love, it's all connected. Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind and evermore he takes. The tool of thought and shaping what he wills brings forth a thousand joys, a thousand ills. He thinks in secret, then it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. And that's a great quote that, you know, I memorized. Man, I love it. It's from James Allen. His book, As a Man Thinketh. Published in 1902, that book was, over 100 years ago. So replay that last minute there if you want and actually realize and try and work out what that guy's saying. We will get into it a little bit more over the next couple of episodes. And I think, yeah, we're done. I'm going to leave it there. We'll get into the law of attraction. I'll maybe have my first guest on, hopefully. And we're going to go a little bit deeper, a little bit more into the woo. Getting you what you want.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.